This is Marissa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Just listening to The Pineapples. This album is actually not new. It came out in 2015, but it was still quite enjoyable. And now we're going to play some Mitski, and her newest album is out very recently. It's called Be the Cowboy, and it's been very popular and very well listened to, and I think she deserves it, so I'm happy for Mitski. My name is Celeste, and I'm here with Claire and Marissa, and we're playing you some tunes. Thank you.
Some tunes.
You're growing tired of Thank you. strokes you to the bone.
Watch him smile, he thinks thinks it's Christmas or his fifth birthday. And he thinks C-U-S-T-O-D-1 spells fun or play. I'll spell out all the hurting words and turn
Hello. You've just heard This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. And this song reminds me a lot of the time that I spent in London very recently, because it was playing really everywhere. And I don't know why, because the Talking Heads aren't an American band. But they were very popular, and this song seemed very trendy. And it was, so it would be playing in like cafes, in bookstores, in like the student union of the university I was going to, and yeah, just everywhere. And I would like walk around listening to this song as walking music, because it has a good beat to walk to. And then you would walk into an establishment and they would also be playing it. So Londoners really like this song. This Must Be the Place. Thank you to the Talking Heads.
Yes, thank you, Celeste. And before we were listening to the Talking Heads, a little bit of a review of what else we heard. We heard Watching the Wheels from John Lennon, some Tammy Wynette with Divorce. I feel like a cheerleader saying that. And Live Forever from Oasis. And some Mitski songs, which I actually don't know, but Celeste, yeah, and Claire were playing.
I'm a huge fan of Mitski.
Yeah. So,
yeah, and now, do you want to talk about what you're going to play next?
And next up, I'm going to play a fun kind of move around, maybe get out of your chair or bed or wherever you are, listeners, and dance a song from the Grateful Dead.
Dis-moi. La raya wala ya moi.
Ah, I'm in love with rhythms.
Les gens vont encore dire que je passe-moi les lights.
Africa tonight, today not today, oh. Mommy, oh daddy, on est tous validés, oh. Kere, kere ba, alaji ba ya sa. Kere, kere ba, akuna matata.
Tell me how you
de gumball.
Le Cameroun est trop développé.
Dans nos boîtes, y'a des terrains de baseball.
The music we do is timeless. So hard you cannot imagine it. Me and you go dance this. Everywhere, every day we go dance this. Aji, 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 aji. Living la vida loca.
Kere, kere ba, alaji ba ya sa. Kere, kere ba, akuna matata.
Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO. You just heard Power, or La Puissance, from a collection of Cameroonian artists. Before that, we had the Grateful Dead dancing in the streets. And it is time for a PSA. So, I'm putting on appropriate PSA backing music, which is, you're currently listening to Piano Sonata number 11. Okay. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. And as long as I'm talking, something I wanted to try out tonight in studio is my idea for a potential fall show on here on 91.5 WMFO, which is reading texts, whether they be academic texts or potentially just fiction, novels, whatever it may be, potentially bringing guests into the studio and encouraging people to read a chapter, a section, a paragraph, a phrase, anything from a text that they found to be really important. I'm going to kick off a trial run of this theme show with our nice classical music playing in the background. And partly this is me multitasking. It's me playing using this time on air broadcasting to do some of my homework, because one of my professors did already email an article to read for the first class, which will be held on Tuesday. This course is about education and analyzing the university. So I'm just going to go right in and read a few paragraphs from this text. The chapter title is The Purposes of Higher Education. Higher education cannot succeed unless lower education does. If high schools are not educating most students up to the democratic threshold, then many colleges and universities will continue the primary education of their students. Many American colleges have already assumed this role. Most community colleges offer high school graduates a second chance at achieving basic literacy, often for the explicit sake of helping them get a job. The fact that most American colleges compete for students rather than vice versa reinforces this market perspective on higher education. The perspective is both pedagogically and morally uncomfortable. Most professors are neither trained nor motivated to teach either basic literacy or job skills. Many students who could benefit from receiving one, benefit from an extended high school education are effectively excluded from receiving one because even community colleges are costly, if only by virtue of the income that students from poor families must forego to attend them. If college education is to be part of primary education, it should be made free and compulsory. One might argue that the time has come in the United States for an extension of compulsory schooling, since every increase in compulsory schooling so far has been a step towards equalizing democratic citizenship by excluding fewer children from a more adequate primary education. 12 years of schooling may not be enough time to cultivate the character and teach the basic skills of democratic citizenship. Then why not require a college education in the name of non-exclusion? There are at least two reasons to look for a better alternative. First, colleges are unlikely to succeed for students after high school has failed them. Sorry, read that a little bit awkwardly. First, colleges are unlikely to succeed for students after high school has failed them. Most poorly educated students need better, not more, schooling. Second, even if college could succeed in adequately educating all students, its success would come at a very high price, and not just in dollars. Quote, for some children beyond a certain age, school is a kind of prison, but they have done nothing to deserve imprisonment. Making college part of primary education would extend the prison sentence by many years. That would extend the prison sentence of many young people after they have ceased to be children. Were a college education necessary for the sake of citizenship, the extended sentence could be justified. But until we do more, much more, to improve the first 12 years of schooling, we cannot conclude that a college education is necessary. As a far better option than to extend compulsory schooling into college is to improve earlier education and, if necessary, to begin compulsory schooling at an earlier age, when it also can serve as childcare for working parents. The alternative of making college compulsory is morally worse and politically no more feasible. It could be a victory not for citizenship but for schooling, and a further imposition on adolescents of an unnecessary tendency to make a college degree necessary for living a good life in our society. Schooling does not stop serving democracy, however, when it ceases to be compulsory, or when all educable citizens reach the democratic threshold. It proposes change. Higher education should not be necessary for including basic democratic virtues, such as toleration, truth-telling, and a predisposition to nonviolence. I doubt whether it can be. If adolescents have not developed these character traits by the time they reach college, it is probably too late for professors to inculcate them by preaching, witnessing, and setting a good example for their students. If, as Mark Lila argues, quote, this is the only way students can understand in a complex way what their roles will be in a democracy and what virtue is in those roles, then that understanding had better precede their college education. Okay, I'm going to stop there for today. The article continues and weighs pros and cons of this idea of extending primary education to include college and what it means that we separate college education from primary education, what it means that we as a society view college education as something that does create good citizens but isn't the only access point to being an engaged and involved citizenry or joining that citizenry. So food for thought, something I learned doing this trial run section today, tentatively titled Liberal Arts Head Cheese, working title, is that it's pretty hard to read from an academic text like this on air without stumbling on some of the words that are maybe a little bit too, a little bit too wordy, a little bit hard to read, and a little bit exclusive, which is something that the article was talking about in some ways. So thank you for joining me on that adventure. We'll continue with some classical music until the hour is up. Thank you.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All programs.
This is a radio crash on pirate satellite, orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is radio crash on pirate satellite. Is an urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text.